Hello.
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 Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll about the County Fresno issues. Are you registered to vote in County Fresno?
Yes, but I'm a little busy at the moment, so I'm not really available to do a survey.
Oh, actually, it's going to be really brief.
Okay.
Thank you. You argue Stephen Dethridge?
Stephen, yeah.
Thank you. Just a second. On March the 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
Probably.
Thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote for those offices?
50-50.
May I ask you what year were you born, or you prefer not to say?
1998.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino heritage?
Nope.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or multiracial, or something else?
African American.
African-American, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Would you say it's jobs and wages? Would you say public infrastructure like roads and bridges? Would you say parental rights in education? Would you say water policy? Would you say housing and affordability? Would you say public safety and crime? Would you say inflation and cost of living? Or would you say homelessness?
I guess water policy.
Water policy. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you six names of figures in politics. I like you to read your feelings towards them, if they are favorable or unfavorable. If you haven't heard about the person, or if you don't have an opinion about the person, please let me know. I have an option for that, okay?
Okay.
Have you heard about Gary Bredefield?
No.
Never heard of? Okay.
Heard about a lot of people. Sorry.
It's okay, no problem. Have you heard about Paul Dictos?
No.
Okay, have you heard about Steve Brando?
No.
Have you heard about Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
And do you have an opinion about him?
Neutral.
Neutral. Well, the options that we have available, it's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Yes, somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Thank you. The other two, I know you've heard about them because, well, you'll see. Just let me know if you have an opinion about them, okay? The first one is Joe Biden. Do you have an opinion about him?
I'll go with somewhat unfavorable as well.
Somewhat unfavorable. And what about Donald Trump?
Same thing.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay. Thank you. Now thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA, and County Assessor Recorder, Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Steve Randell, county supervisor and businessman, and Diane Burdes. For whom would you vote?
I guess the first one. What was the name?
Would you like me to reread them for you?
Sure.
Yeah, the options that we have, it's Paul Dicto, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and City Council member, Steve Brando, County Supervisor and businessman, and Diane Burdes. For whom would you vote?
I guess Paul.
Paul, okay. Thank you. How certain are you that you will vote for Paul Dicto, CPA, Assessor Recorder? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Somewhat certain. Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair. Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. Okay, we have reached the 70% of the survey. We're almost done. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Yes.
Well, the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. Which one would you pick?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely. Okay. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is a Democrat?
Less likely.
Would you say somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. How would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Somewhat likely.
Would you say somewhat more or less likely? I'm sorry.
Less.
Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
More likely?
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Much more, thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who is 80 years old?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, thank you. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, thank you. Okay, we're almost done. Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for that candidate. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
at Fair Terms. Thank you. Gary Berdefield currently serves as a Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Berdefield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respect. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Gary Berdefield for county supervisor?
Small chance.
A small chance. Thank you. Steve Rangel currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Rangel has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our taxes dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Rangel is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Steve Rangel for county supervisor?
Small chance.
A small chance. Thank you. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Paul Dicto, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Bryce Herrera, Gary Berdefield, businessman and city council member, Steve Rangel, County Supervisor and businessman, and Diane Bourdais, for whom would you vote for?
I guess Paul Dicto.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions about statistics purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Republican.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Would you say some college or completed college? Or you have
some
degree? Some college. Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or you're living with friends or family?
Living with family.
And that's it. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, time, and patience. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.